Very special guest on the 98Q Morning Show. We have music legend, two-time Grammy winner, Gloria Gaynor, joining us. Gloria, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning. It's my pleasure.
Well, my first question to you, Gloria, is I want to know the secret. I want to know the secret of staying young at the age of 81. It's amazing. It's amazing what you're doing, what you're accomplishing. So how do you do it? Fill us in. Fill me in. I'm getting older, Gloria. I need some help.
It's very simple. It's very simple. It's jeans and Jesus.
Jeans and Jesus. I like that. Any particular brand you'd like to promote or rip jeans?
No, G-E-N-E-S jeans.
Oh, jeans at jeans. Okay. Oh, that's a little more difficult to do then.
Yeah.
Gloria, you have a brand new song I want to talk about in just a little bit here, but you certainly must feel very blessed to be able to continue to perform, and you do continue to do that. You have a new song out. Talk about the origin, first of all. What that song, I Will Survive, what that meant to you and what it still means to you today, because I'm sure you get a lot of comments from women, especially what that song has meant to them, Gloria.
Oh, I get, please, they're innumerable comments from women about this song. And it means to me an opportunity to uplift, empower, encourage people across the world, and help them through whatever it is they might be going through that they think could be insurmountable, and yet hope they'll survive.
Yeah.
The song celebrates the tenacity of the human spirit, and I think that is the crux of its popularity.
Yeah.
It rallies you to pull your strengths and resources together and accomplish whatever it is you're hoping to accomplish or overcome. Yeah. And so it means everything to me, and mostly it is a gift from God. I really believe that, because when I first recorded it, when I first found the song, it was brought to me by the writers who were my producers that were hired to do another song that the record company president had chosen, and they wrote this one as the B-side. As a matter of fact, they had written it, they told me, 2 years prior, and were waiting for the right person to record it, and they thought that was me.
It was you.
So I really feel like God told them, sit down, write a song, hold on to it, I'm going to send you somebody.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. And I would guess, I mean, I've talked to artists before, you know, like, you know, there's songs that just live through generations, Gloria. There's, you know, the YMCAs and all this stuff that people, that groups perform over and over. But when you do it, you have to feel that you're touching people every time you sing it. Is that a good way to analyze maybe the passion for the song still?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And of course, the audience is new every time. So there's always new people to touch.
Yeah.
You know, new people to uplift, new people to encourage, new people to empower with that song. So and the song helps me to fulfill my major desire for every concert that I do. And that is to give people something that will last them beyond the duration of the concert.
Yeah. Talk about one of your, you have a new EP out, but If I'd Have Known, which I had to explain to people how to spell. I love the spelling of it. If I'd Have Known.
It's spelled like we say it.
Yeah, I know. Exactly.
Especially Americans.
Yeah, F-I-D-A, known. So talk a little bit about that song, because that's got a little bit of an I Will Survive feel to it. Is that, would that be a good way to underline it a little bit?
The song takes off where I Will Survive leaves off. It you know what I'm saying? It sort of extends the idea of I Will Survive.
Yeah,
you know, it takes off where it leaves off.
Yeah. So how do you keep your voice? How do you? I'm 59, Gloria. I'm 59. I'm exhausted doing the morning show. So you go do these concerts at 81. I mean, is it the people you meet that keeps you energized and stuff like that? What drives you? What keeps you going there?
It's absolutely my audience. It's absolutely my audience. And plus, in my everyday life, I keep young people around me. I don't really hang out. I've got one person, one friend that's my age. Everybody else is probably 20 years younger, 15, 20 years younger than I am, at least. And some of them are like, I have friends that are in their 30s. Because I like, first of all, I believe, I feel like I was born a teacher. And most people my age don't need me to teach them. And if they do need me to teach them, they don't want to hear
Give me
it.
your
So.
uh give me your favorite give me your favorite give me your aha moment in I spoke to Alabama a couple of years back, and I asked them this question. I got a great response, a group Alabama. Give me your aha moment when you were back making your way with I Will Survive, where you were like, man, I just made it. Maybe somebody you met or a moment in your life that stands out as a memory, your aha moment, like, boy, this is pretty big. This is a big deal.
I was, funny enough, I was in Holland and I was doing a show and I walked out onto the stage and all I could see was heads. It was the strangest picture. You could only, there were so many people there that I couldn't see anyone's body. They were right up against the stage. I could see the heads of the people that were right up against the stage and the heads of everyone else. And all I saw was a sea of heads. And I'm like, oh my God, there are so many people here that they can't even, they don't have any room to stand apart from one another. And I recognize my, as a matter of fact, I remember thinking, is Michael Jackson here?
Exactly. So was that at a point where I Will Survive was already known at that point?
Well, it was early on. It was
Okay.
early.
Largest venue you've ever played, Gloria? What do you remember from that?
Rio.
Rio, okay.
Yeah,
Nice.
Rio, 150,000.
Wow, that's just surreal. Well, If
Yeah.
I'd Have Known is the name of the song, but you have an EP out that people can find on all the music places, that you went together with a lot of people, Miley Cyrus, others, and kind of made this all happen, right?
Yes. It was a great experience writing with all of these different people. It was great.
Fantastic. And they can Google you and check out your website. You're playing all over different places on cruises and stuff like that. Gloria Gaynor, you are ex the song is inspiring. You are inspiring, just everything you bring and your belief and your faith. So thank you for all those contributions, and God bless you, and may you continue to shine your light to audiences all over the world. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, and continued success to you.
Thank you. Thank you, Gloria Gaynor. She joining us this morning, kind of a unique interview. I mean, we're a country music station, and the song that she had out as a hit back in the 1970s was a disco song, but it's a song, whether you like country or anything, that people know. So that, my friends, was the original Gloria Gaynor at the age of 81. She has a new song. Check it out on Spotify or Apple Music or wherever. FIDA, FIDA known. But we, of course, have to play the original from the late 70s, Gloria Gaynor. Here you go.